Sean Tucker won the game this week. His one-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter, set up by undrafted cornerback Roman Paradis' interception, beat Kansas City 16-15 at Raymond James Stadium, per Brianna Dix at Buccaneers.com, and his full line was 5 carries for 23 yards, per the CBS Sports Box score. That is now 2 straight preseason games as the Tampa Bay back-absorbing live contact while Bucky Irving and Kenneth Gainwell combined for 4 early carries and watched the rest. The evaluation workload again, this time converted into the deciding points. His practice week matched. Tuesday's session produced explosive runs from Tucker and Gainwell, per Bailey Adams at Pewter Report. The honest deflation applies as always. Kansas City sat Patrick Mahomes and played its depth, per Pete Sweeney's game story, and Tucker's touches came in the second half against a roster's back end. Preseason production is roster battle currency, not September currency. But roster battle currency is exactly what a third back needs in the week before cutdown, and a game-winning score plus a second week of trusted live work is a decent stack of it. Our June preview priced Tucker as durable depth, whose upside was mostly a contingency behind a rehabbing starter, and that contingency kept shrinking this week as Irving took his first live carries without incident. What is left is the version of Tucker this week displayed, dependable depth with a nose for the end zone and special teams utility. The profile that survives cut day rather than headlines it. What to watch next? Whether Tucker's name is on the 53 when cuts land Sunday, August 30th, nothing in 2 weeks of August suggests otherwise, and who fields kickoffs in the preseason finale, since the return job was the June tiebreaker we flagged and this week's coverage did not chart it. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.